Do you suffer from tipping fatigue? I mean, you don't even know the rules and regulations. You go to a coffee shop, they want you to tip. They want you to tip at a restaurant. They want you to tip on food delivery. Do I have to pay extra money because I need groceries? I mean, it's getting kind of ridiculous. Well, there seems to be some new gratuity rules, and when to tip and how much to tip is what we're going to go over today. And we're going to listen to a clip and see if you agree or maybe you disagree.
We are talking about tipping. It can certainly be confusing to tip who to tip, how much, from food delivery drivers to the hotel staff. And what about all of these fees that we're seeing lately that we're already paying?
We were just talking about that.
I know. So here to break it down for us, sort it all out, is NBC senior consumer investigative correspondent Vicky Nguyen. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
To be honest, I was just reading about this. I didn't realize that there were some new laws that have been enacted in different states.
Yeah, we can't talk about tipping without talking about wages in America. I think that is the big battle that we have here. People say that you should be paid a living wage so that you don't have to rely on tips, but it's sort of out of control. So some cities have tried to address this issue. In New York City, for example, last summer, they passed a law that says if you work for an app-based delivery service, you're one of those drivers, you will be paid a minimum
DoorDash,
Uber, Grubhub.
Okay.
You'll be paid $19.56 an hour, and that will adjust for each year for inflation, which is great. In Seattle, they had this in January. They said, let's do it $26.40 for app delivery drivers, which sounds great. But then there was a real uproar because suddenly it's, well, how much are we going to be paying for our meals and other, you know, the trickle down effect? Exactly. Mm-hmm. So now any day they're going to revise that to probably just under $20.
Okay.
In D.C., since January, they talked about this raising the minimum wage for tipped workers to match non-tipped workers by 2027. So we're talking about servers at restaurants, bartenders, to raise their wages slowly over the next few years. That might help alleviate some of the consumer tipping issues that people have.
Tip because it's just what we do.
Right, we are. But perhaps it won't be, so people won't be so aggressive about it. I mean, I was just talking to Dylan off camera, and she said that someone came to her door, she tipped on her sushi delivery, and they knocked on the door. She opened it and they were like, you didn't tip me enough. So people can sometimes be aggressive about that. You've seen it on the doorbell cameras too. Yeah.
Welcome back. My name is AB Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, say the darndest things of my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, yes, these people can get very aggressive. You know why? Because their employer, instead of taking accountability, has put it on the consumer saying, oh no, we're not the bad guys. They're the bad guys. They don't want to tip you. They don't want to give you extra money and they don't see your hard work. No, your employer doesn't see your hard work. Whoever you're working for to convince you to take a below minimum wage job and hope people will pay you is ridiculous. But sometimes people just don't see between the lines. I am glad they're raising the minimum wages. I'm glad that they're going to make sure that you get a fair wage. Unfortunately, they were supposed to do that before. I did a whole video on tipping. I'm gonna put it here somewhere for you. Go watch that, because by law, they were already supposed to be paying a fair minimum wage. But the thing is, nobody was tracking, nobody was doing the right thing, so nobody was getting paid. And a lot of these people, you know, unfortunately, they don't have the education necessary to read the law in their favor, and they weren't doing the work necessary to make sure they actually got that way. So I am very glad there's like, you know what, this is just too complicated. What we're going to do, we're just going to give you a minimum wage. So that conversation is out the door. You're going to get paid just like non-tippers. So that whole excuse is that I have to pay you because you need a living wage is not going to work anymore, because all those people that was getting paid all that cash and paying no taxes, talking about they were living below minimum wage. I've seen y'all on Instagram. I see you on Facebook and social media talking about the hundreds and three and four, $500 that you're making per day that you don't have to report. And I know that's not everybody. I know that's a few exceptions. I know it has to do with the restaurant. I know it has to do with the pricing, because somebody at Waffle House is not going to make the same amount as somebody at, I don't know, Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, right? Getting tomahawk steaks and things. I get that. There's different levels to this, right? But at the same time, we have to understand that it's not the consumer's responsibility to pay a fair wage to someone they just met 5 minutes ago. You know, if I buy a hamburger for $6, I don't want to feel like I got to pay you another $6 or $7 just so you can survive. I'm trying to survive too. I have to prepare for retirement. I need things I need to save. So I'm not just going to give you my hard earned money without getting something in return. If it's increased convenience or maybe it's better service, I am not going to pay extra for the bare minimum.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about food delivery for a moment, because I think that's where a lot of folks get hung up, myself included. You order from one of the sites we just mentioned, and then you see the added fees. Like, you see a service charge, you see a delivery fee. But so I'm confused. Like, do I tip on top of the fees? Right. Do I tip on the food order? Do I tip at all?
And what are all those fees? Sometimes people confuse those with an actual gratuity. So the public service announcement this morning is the delivery fee or the service fee. That is not the tip.
It feels unfair.
For example, DoorDash says their service fee is 15%, and they say that covers the cost of their service. The restaurant, the demand, like the time, the location, the distance, but that is not a gratuity for the driver. Uber says while some of their service fee may go to the driver, it is not considered a tip. And on the website for Grubhub, they say the service fee is, the delivery fee is not a tip.
Where does the delivery fee go?
So the delivery fee is part of the cost of doing business.
It's delivered to the owner.
And that's frustrating for people.
So the service fee and the delivery fee.
Right. And we're talking about $5 billion in those food delivery fees alone in 2022, which is why the government is trying to regulate some of these, what they consider junk fees. So the Emily Post Institute etiquette experts say tip 10 to 15%. There's debate over this, too, because what if you order an expensive meal? Are you tipping 10 to 15% because you ordered a steak and it still comes in a bag? Or what if you ordered McDonald's and your meal was $15? Are you, you know, should the tip be only based on the cost of the food or the delivery itself? So those are some factors people should consider. And also the difficulty. If somebody has to climb five flights of stairs or they came in the rain or they had to drive really far to get your order, maybe if you can be a little more generous, be a little more generous.
Okay, so different kind of restaurant scenarios. You've got your typical sit down, you know, service, you've got the plates and everything, or as opposed to you stop at a Starbucks or a coffee shop and you get something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the rule?
So Emily Post etiquette experts say 20%, 18 to 20% still is considered the correct amount to tip when you are sitting down for a full service meal. Mm-hmm. But these days you're seeing service charges on some of your restaurant receipts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they say this is for the cost of healthcare for our workers. If you have a service fee on your receipt and you're not sure if that is part of the tip, always ask. That is totally acceptable. And if you're in a big group, a lot of times they will add a service fee, and that is the tip. So ask so you're not tipping additionally. And then finally, if it is a quick stop, a coffee, you know, someone's just handing you a donut, it is totally up to you. You're not stingy. The Emily Post people say it's okay to not tip if you can't.
Okay. So let's talk about hotels and resorts. I mean, sometimes you stay at a nicer hotel because of the good service.
Yes.
So are you to be tipping everybody that touches your bag, everybody you come in contact with? Who do you tip?
So when you see the hotel invoice and it says resort fee or hotel fee, you should always ask, what does that cover? Can I use that toward the cost of my stay? Typically, that is not considered a tip. That is usually money that you can apply either to your meals or in-room dining, that kind of thing.
Okay.
If you're on an all-inclusive vacation at a resort or on a cruise, typically the tips are covered. That's all included. If you have exceptional service and you want a tip and the staff can accept the tip, that's okay. When it comes to bellhops and the concierge and luggage or the shuttle driver who gets all your bags onto the bus, $2 for that first bag, $1 for each additional bag. If they bring it all the way up to your room, maybe a couple more dollars. This is really important with housekeeping.
Yeah.
$2 to $5 a day, and you should tip
daily. Especially with my kids.
Yeah. Right? If they're making a big mess, carry cash with you always for those singles, and tip each day because it could be a different person each day that's coming to clean your room.
Here's a crazy thing. You go to hotels now, you ask for cash at the front desk. A lot of them don't have it.
Oh, really?
They've got to go back in the room to find cash.
Yeah.
You would think that those service fees would cover an ATM machine.
Thank you, Vicky.
Brothers and sisters, this is getting out of hand. I mean, tipping, the idea that you have to memorize all these kind of facts and figures about how to reward good service is getting a little out of hand. Now, do I believe in tipping? I actually do, because I feel that if you're doing a good job, you should be tipped. Unfortunately, the jobs that actually are very impactful don't get tips. I can't take tips, right? So I'm saving people, you know, I'm saving people thousands of dollars, preventing them from losing their life savings and things of that nature. And I'm helping them grow their wealth. I'm organizing their finances. I'm working with their budgets. I'm helping them roll their money over to avoid, you know, taxation if they tried to put it into a savings account. You know, sometimes tens, 20, 40, $50,000. No one tips me. right? And you may be thinking, oh, you make enough money and things like that. Yeah, but I've also went to school for many, many years. I've also taken all the exams that are necessary to be a financial advisor and to work in the states that I do work in. So, you know, and have the history to be over here, to be a certified private wealth advisor for over a decade. I put in my work. So I'm not just your average server who walks in, you know, 1 or 2 years of experience and just hands you your plate and then wants extra money for the job that I do. No, my work speaks for itself. People hire me and I do the work and that's it. You know, it's an exchange. You know what I mean? I don't expect a tip like, hey, you know what? I did a really good job on your financial plan. It'll be really nice if you just tip me 20% of the cost. I mean, come on. You know, no, I don't do that, right? And if I do need extra money, what do? I provide more service. You know, I work longer. I work harder. I work on more complex cases, things of that nature. So, you know, this whole debate about tipping and things of that nature, I love to tip. But if I have to think about a formula in my head every time about what's appropriate so someone can look at me and say, oh, you're a good tipper, I'm not for that. I tip because what's in my heart and what I feel that person deserves based on how they're treating me. And I recommend you do the same, because if we walk around and everything that we purchase is 20% extra, then of course we're going to be in hard economic times. You're losing one out of every $5 that you make. You're losing 20% of your income just to tipping. Come on, people. Let's think about that for a little bit. If you make $100,000, and let's say net $100,000, you're giving 20% away. You're giving $20,000 away to tipping for the stuff that you already buy. Doesn't seem fair. Well, I hope you learned a little bit of something. I don't necessarily agree or disagree with any of these kind of statistics and things of that nature, but I just think everyone is happy that finally they're going to get a living wage, and it's going to take a lot of the weight off of our shoulders and a lot of the guilt that we may feel when dealing with these individuals. Well, brothers and sisters, if you like videos like this, make sure that you subscribe and you like. And the best thing that you can actually do for me is what? You can actually watch another video. Stay with the family. You know, we have the 4 pillars to Christian investing. It's a 19-page beginner's guide to retirement savings. It goes over debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfers. Today, brothers and sisters, it's about saving, your ability to save money as opposed to just giving it away just because somebody at a coffee shop turned their screen around. We don't like that. Well, that's it for me. And at the end of the video, there's going to be 2 screens and there's going to be 2 videos. So make sure you click one to watch. Or if you're not subscribed, just click my little picture in the middle in that little circle and you get to subscribe and join our family. We'll love to have you. We have more great videos just like this. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.